Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate your views in recent days. We're hitting many thousands. That's great. Thank you so much. And I'm glad you enjoy it. Remember, hit the heart button. Let me know that you enjoy it. And if you want to support the platform, you can drop a dollar into the donor box, link below, or buy me a coffee, link below as well. A couple of options for you. Let's talk about, well, one of the most disgraceful things that's going on in this country, which gets virtually no media focus whatsoever. And that is, and this is Migration Watch UK put out a statement, which I'm going to read out to you, and then we're going to talk about it. They are saying that, quote, rapists, paedophiles, drug traffickers, and gunmen are all understood to have been set to be removed from the UK to their native country until, quote, human rights claims brought by activist lawyers have meant that out of an original number of more than 100 fewer than 10 are left on the list to be removed. And further outstanding legal claims could mean that not a single offender is flowing out. So you get that? So 100 of them, of these pedos, rapists, drug traffickers, gunmen, the absolute lowest form of human life that you can find. And they've been identified, they've been captured, they shouldn't be here, we're trying to deport them. But oh no, in come the human rights claims and the activist lawyers, and all of a sudden you can't remove them. This is so wrong. You know, I was looking at the UK, for this is just actually not even the UK, this is the criminal and civil legal aid budget in England, and it was sitting in 2021 around about 1.78 billion. Yeah, you got that right. And if you look at it in terms of between criminal legal aid, which I assume this is, in 2019-2020, it was 918 million. Now that did drop in 2020-2021 to 617, but I suspect that was to do with the fact that because of COVID and lockdown and so on and so forth, we didn't have the same level of functionality in our cases. So just basically, if you look back over the last 4 or 5 years, it's sitting criminal legal aid budget is just under a billion. So it's lovely jubbly. I mean, what's not to like about getting a slice of that action? So these legal firms, they all rock up, they find these oppressed paedophiles, rapists, drug traffickers, gunmen, they find them and they explain in the most reasonable of terms why it would be totally inappropriate for the UK to deport these individuals from our country. I can't think of any reason why we should keep any of them. Can you? Do you think British society, for example, is improved by having foreign rapists, foreign paedophiles, foreign drug traffickers and foreign gunmen living amongst us? Do you think that helps British society? Does that add to the richness and diversity of life? I'm guessing it probably doesn't. You know, I think we've got enough of our homegrown rapists, paedophiles, drug traffickers and gunmen. We don't need any more from abroad. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the UK is a panacea where we don't have all kinds of issues. We most definitely do, but we don't need to be importing any. That's the point. And then if that wasn't bad enough, what we do is we then take a figure of roughly a billion a year and say to the activist lawyers, here you go, guys, knock yourselves out. And these people are very assiduous in how they can claim legal aid. And they know, I'm sure they are intimately involved with the legislation and they know how to bring forward their cases and so on. And in doing that, what they do is they make a mockery of the law. They make an absolute mockery of the law. And we've seen this. I mean, this has been going on for a long time now, for a long time. In fact, actually, you know, like if you look back to the mid-noughties, 2005, 2006, the criminal legal aid budget then was 1.6 billion. 1.6 billion. So it's been brought back by about half a billion. So, you know, yeah, okay, there's that, that's okay. But then of course, if you look at the civil legal aid budget, it was back in 2005, it was 1.1 billion, and now it's 800. So, you know, it's been very more, it's been, yes, it's come back a bit, but it should be pretty much removed altogether. I don't think we should be providing legal aid to illegal migrants in this country. I really don't think we should be doing that. I think that's a sign of a decadent country. It's a sign of a morally corrupted legal system, even if it's not legally corrupted. It's morally corrupted. But of course, there's a good living to be made in that. You know, at the end of the day, people say follow the money. Well, yeah, absolutely. Follow the money. And when you follow the money, when it comes to this whole human rights industry, you will discover some very, very wealthy legal practitioners. Now, I think these people, quite honestly, are parasites. They're parasiting off the taxes of the British public because they're not funding it. They're not funding it. They're accessing these legal aid budgets to fund it, I think. So that's the problem we have, folks. So I wonder what you think. I mean, do you think, oh, well, we have to make sure everyone's equal under the law? Doesn't matter if they shouldn't even be here. They're as equal and should be there for legal aid money should be made amenable to their legal representatives to make sure they get a fair hearing. But they didn't come here fairly. They illegally entered the UK. So we don't need them, honestly. So that's the state that we're in anyway. We've got activist lawyers for rapists, for pedos. They're doing a good job. They're making sure that their clients don't get thrown out of the UK. And that means that whether you like it or whether you don't, your taxes are now funding these rapists, these drug traffickers, these pedos, these gunmen. You are funding their lifestyle in the UK to which they've got zero right to actually even belong. Thanks for listening.